Midwest weather will likely be mostly favorable for yet another day, although we do see some rain beginning to build up in the western Corn Belt as we get out into the day tomorrow. Most of the central and eastern parts of the region will see no precipitation over the next 24 hours. In fact, the lower eastern parts of the Midwest will probably be dry on into the first part of next week, with one brief little interruption over the weekend. The precipitation potentials in the western Corn Belt will probably run quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some localized amounts getting upwards to about an inch and a half. The precipitation will be most focused on the areas west of the Mississippi River and occur mostly tomorrow into Friday. Any precipitation that occurs out there today is not likely to be very significant, but we will have some shower activity certainly impacting a few areas. The main focus of attention in the U.S. right now is on the southern plains. In fact, hard red winter wheat country will see a general soaking of rainfall over the next 2 to 3 days. We'll see widespread amounts that will run from 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches across the wheat production region, and then there will be some locations from the Texas Panhandle into southwest and central portions of Kansas, as well as the southwest and south central parts of Oklahoma, that will end up with some 2 to 4 inch rains with local totals over 5 inches. The rain event will bring moisture into the western Corn Belt as the system matures. Most of that precipitation will occur tomorrow rather late in the day and continue on Friday. There might even be some shower activity that lingers into Saturday morning and some of the western Corn Belt, but by that time we'll see the precipitation moving east of the Mississippi River and diminishing greatly. The low pressure center responsible for a lot of the heaviest rains will be shifted up into Ontario, Canada, and will likely leave most of the eastern Midwest with only some light showers that trail with a frontal boundary that cuts through the region. The precipitation totals for the most part will probably be a tenth of an inch to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There will be a few exceptions where we'll see some greater amounts of moisture, but those are likely to occur in random locations, and we may see some half inch to 3/4 inch amounts in those situations. Once we're through the weekend and into the early part of next week, we'll likely see a new frontal system beginning to threaten a part of the Midwest with a cooling trend that will occur during the middle to latter part of next week, and we'll see some showers that will occur ahead of that system, initially occurring in the northern parts of the Midwest early in the week, and then probably moving to the east and south as we get on into the second half of the week next week, followed by some cooler temperatures. The majority of the Midwest will still experience some very good harvest weather over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. The precipitation events that occur are not all that impressive, and they are relatively brief in duration across the area. Our temperatures will warm very nicely today, with highs in the 70s and lower 80s in a big part of the Midwest. Only the northwestern corner of the region will be cooler, with highs there in the 50s and 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll probably see the temperatures cooling down a little bit more across the northern parts of the Midwest, with 50s and 60s occurring from the Dakotas into Michigan, and then everybody else to the south will still be 70s and 80s across those areas. Most of the 80-degree temperatures will occur in Missouri, eastern Kansas, and southern Illinois down into parts of Kentucky. The temperatures may not change much after that. We'll see mostly 50 and 60-degree readings in the north and 60s and 70s in the southeast half of the region. Lows at night over the next several nights will probably run mostly in the 40s and 50s, except across the north, where those cooler air masses will likely induce some 30 and 40 degree readings periodically. The bottom line is still favorable here, and it's also improving in Brazil, with an increase in rainfall likely in many of the drier northern parts of that country. We should see an improvement in planting progress next week as the rains increase. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.